What up, son? Word.
Now more of Reach Deep with Dan Riccio and Randy Janda.
Well, it's a name I don't think anybody really expected. We've seen Canadian coaches get named to the other Canadian Premier League teams. What brings you to the West Coast?
A huge opportunity, a unique possibility to start off something from scratch. That's something that doesn't exist anymore, and that in that way Canada is unique. At the same time, the whole reason why I became a coach was to see young players fulfill their dreams, and what better way than going to a league that's going to foster their own talents right now, and hopefully we're going to make some dreams come true.
Michael, what's your what's your first priority as Pacific FC head coach? What do you want to tackle first on this job?
My first priority is getting the relations right, getting everybody to get what you say, a sort of team spirit, get a sort of that you feel like a unit, and then we'll take it from there. We're right now going through player positions, like profile for each position, and then when we come along down the line, we're going to try and pick out the players for each position that we feel that would be perfect for us. But first and foremost, it's getting those relations right.
You've played at the highest levels of the game in Champions League and in high levels of Europe, big leagues in Europe, some big clubs. Why this move now? I mean, it seems that the take that we've had from numerous players, coaches, is Europe is the place to be, and not Canada, not North America. What made this so attractive?
For me, as I said, it's a huge opportunity. I believe in the project. I believe, for me, coming as an outsider looking in on Canada, I come from a country of 6 million people. We are ranked between 10 and 25 normally, and then you have Canada way down there with a massive potential. I believe that in a few years that we can change that. So I believe Canada is only moving forward from this point on.
Having played at the highest level, what do you make? What do you know of the talent level here in Canada?
Obviously, I'm no expert, but that's why James Merriman is going to be a vital asset to the coaching staff. He's an Islander with a very good knowledge of what's going on. On the island, but also in BC in general. But that being said, I have played with a couple of Canadians and even played Canada once myself. So I have a good feeling for what the Canadian spirit is and how the players are, and I feel that's a good place to start. But I'm gonna have some talks with Rob, Joss, and James. We're gonna work this out as a unit.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Michael Silberbauer, Pacific FC head coach in the Canadian Premier League. And Michael, what's your philosophy when it comes to football? What style of play do you want Pacific FC to play?
Yeah, now I'm probably gonna repeat myself a little bit. First and foremost, it's getting to see what the players we are getting, who they are. And we're going to build around that. I'm not going to ask anybody to do something they're not comfortable with. We're going to work around that. But obviously, we're going to have a sort of a style. And we're going to tap into some of those Islander traits that's going to be robust, hardworking. And then we're going to try and make that energy, so that we can see some exciting football. But obviously, we don't only want to sit back. We're gonna we're going to try and play some exciting football with creating chances and scoring goals.
How is the process going to go of attracting players to this league and to your squad? Are you going to pull a lot of players from clubs around BC? How is this all going to work?
Yeah, we are going through the as we speak. There's going to be numerous ways. I know all the Canadians playing at a professional level at some point anywhere are going to be put on a list. There's going to be tryouts. There's going to be a lot of ways to get seen and to get acquired for a team.
Could you bring us out of the radio booth in for a tryout? Do you think that could work? I don't know. I got a decent right foot, but I've lost my touch over the last couple of years, Michael.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the tryouts are going to be open for anybody who feels they are capable of making the team. So you're very welcome.
Well, that doesn't sound like a Riccio's. I've seen him play. He's all right, but I'm better, Michael. I can guarantee you that much. As far as you making the move, you're making the move to the West Coast with your wife and your and a child as well, a daughter, if I'm not mistaken. Had you ever been to BC before this?
No, I haven't. And I was told it was very beautiful, but unfortunately, I was there while all the smoke was there. But what I can tell you is that I had a good feeling about this, and after being on the island, I have an even better feeling. I went around, saw the place, and those I spoke to were all very friendly. So I had a really good feeling after leaving the island. So I'm excited to come back.
Well, Michael, as Canadian soccer fans, both Randeep and I, and I know a lot of people here in BC are very excited about this project, about this league. We congratulate you on the position and wish you the best of luck in future. Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you very much. Sportsnet 650.